From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. President Obama tomorrow delivers his budget proposal for the coming fiscal year. NPR's Sam Sanders reports it's already received mixed Republican response.
One of the things Obama's expected to ask for are new taxes on U.S.-based companies' foreign earnings. That revenue would be used to help rebuild America's aging infrastructure. On NBC's Meet the Press Sunday, Republican Congressman Paul Ryan said he's open to working with the president on business taxes and an expansion of the earned income tax credit.
We want to look and work with this administration to see if we can find common ground on certain aspects of tax reform, and we want to exhaust that possibility. And if and when that possibility is exhausted, then we will put out what we think ought to be done.
But Ryan did say he's opposed to the president's push to close the so-called trust fund loophole by placing more capital gains taxes on some inheritances. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
A blizzard is moving across a large part of the plains and Midwest. In Chicago, more than a foot of snow is expected, and more than 1,000 flights from O'Hare and Midway were canceled. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel says the city is on top of it.
Whether it's snow plows or salt spreaders, we're going to take the resources of the city and make sure that the city that's on the move stays on the move for the people of the city of Chicago.
Forecasters say the weather system will flow east to New England, delivering as much as a foot or more of snow to parts of the region. According to the United Nations, more than 1,300 Iraqis were killed in acts of terrorism and violence in January. NPR's Alice Fordham has details.
The same figure last January was 733 deaths. In 2013, it was 319. And the UN says that the 1,375 that died this January is a minimum estimate, despite a US-led air campaign that officials say has killed thousands of the extremists holding territory in Iraq. Violence is still rampant. In the last week, the self-declared Islamic State, or ISIS, launched an attack on the oil-rich city of Kirkuk that killed dozens of Kurdish soldiers. Fierce fighting by the Iraqi army and its allies continued against ISIS in the province of Anbar and around the city of Mosul, where the group holds territory. And there was a double bombing in the capital, Baghdad, that killed some 18 people. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Baghdad.
Following the apparent killing by terrorists of hostage Japanese journalist Kenji Goto, Jordan has renewed an offer to swap an al-Qaeda prisoner for a Jordanian pilot held by the so-called Islamic State. Al Jazeera English correspondent Peter Gresta has been released from an Egyptian prison and deported after more than a year behind bars. The Australian's release is welcome news, but rights groups and Al Jazeera are calling on Egypt to release the other two defendants in the case, the three accused of providing a platform for the Muslim Brotherhood. This is NPR News. 1.5 hours till kickoff at the Super Bowl. Hundreds of fans who bought tickets for the game at University of Phoenix Stadium will not be going. As Kurt Nickish of member station WBUR reports, ticket brokers are reneging on seats that they have sold.
Seattle fans Angie West and Lori Hoskins dropped cash on flights, a hotel, and Super Bowl tickets for $3,200 each. But their ticket brokerage now says it does not have the seats it pre-sold to them as guaranteed tickets.
Totally frustrated, devastated. Tears a couple times today.
It's ruined our day.
Ticket brokers often sell tickets they don't have in hand, planning to buy seats later when prices fall. But this Super Bowl, they've been skyrocketing. Many brokers can't secure tickets on the secondary market or are unwilling to eat huge losses to fulfill orders. Tickets that are selling are going for more than $8,000 each. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickish in Phoenix.
American Sniper has shattered another box office record.
If I'm on the street, Mark,
I can house to house is the deadliest job here, man. You got some sort of savior complex?
I just want to get the bad guys, but if I can't see them, I can't shoot them.
Directed by Clint Eastwood and starring Bradley Cooper as a Navy SEAL sharpshooter, the Oscar-nominated movie grossed $31.9 million this weekend, the biggest Super Bowl weekend movie take ever. With revenues of almost $249 million over 6 weeks, it's the most lucrative war movie in history. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.